The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I mentioned earlier this hour, we're going to hear the word conspiracy a lot. Between now and November. All about this Michael Flynn thing, the unmasking, Obama, Trump. Who knew what? When did Biden know? We're vast right wing. We're going to hear a lot about conspiracies, but there's a lot of talk about conspiracies concerning this whole COVID-19 thing. I'm reading about a lot of conspiracy theories on the web, social media, on Facebook, on Twitter. This is all a conspiracy. There's nothing to it. I've even read, you know, this, the COVID-19 doesn't even exist. This was dreamed up by the left wing to try to get Trump defeated. Others are saying, the left is trying to prolong the shutdown and destroy the economy so that Trump will be defeated and the Democrats can get in control. And There may be some basis for that conspiracy. But anyway, my point is there are always a lot of conspiracies, but particularly in a time of crisis. When 9/11 occurred, oh my goodness, the conspiracies. When Sandy Hook, the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School, oh, my goodness, the conspiracies. The Oklahoma bombing, conspiracies. Columbine, the conspiracies. Anytime there is a crisis, conspiracies sprout up everywhere. And a lot of people not only believe the conspiracies, which is okay, I guess, but live in fear and anxiety over these conspiracies. They're out to get us. They're coming for us. Have you read Psalm 64 lately? For those that have any concern about conspiracies, whether it's the COVID-19 or whatever, I want you to listen. Let me read through. It's just 10 verses. Let me read through Psalm 64. All right? Listen to this. David is writing, "Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy." Isn't that interesting? Here he is not praying just that God would preserve his life from the enemy, but from fear of the enemy. A lot of people are living in total fear about this virus. I'm going to get it. Somebody else is going to get it. My mother's going to get it. My grandmother's going to get it. What am I going to do? A lot of people are living in fear because they don't know when they're going to get their job back. How are they going to make their house payment? Fear. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Verse 2. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked. The secret counsel. The meetings behind closed doors. The things that people are doing that I can't see, that I don't know about. What's happening in the government? Who's conspiring? Who's doing this? Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who wet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words. Now, isn't that fascinating? The enemy is using not just weapons, but words. Can I read that to you again? It's verse 3, Psalm 64. Who wet their tongue like a sword. Doesn't that sound like the book of James? The tongue can be lit on fire from hell. The tongue can cut. The tongue can destroy. David is talking about his enemies who are using what? Words. Who wet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows. And what are the arrows? Even bitter words. Verse 4. That they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Now, David there is not talking about perfect in a literal sense, but the righteous, the godly, the people that are trying to do what's right. The enemies shoot in secret. In fact, the next story, I don't think I'll get to it, but the next story in my stack, headline, Bullseye Put on Expressions of Faith During Coronavirus Pandemic. We know that churches are under attack. We know that Christians are under attack. We know that. The enemy wants to destroy churches and shut them down so they can't worship. That they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. Verse 5. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. How often do you and I talk about that? Right is wrong. Wrong is right. People who are trying to do right are called evil. People that are doing evil are called heroes. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privately. Didn't this speak about conspiracies and things that people are doing behind closed doors? They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privately. They say, who shall see them? We can keep a secret. You know, all this unfolding about the unmasking and the Russian collusion and all of that. Secret meetings behind closed doors. Who will ever find us? Then verse 6. They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thought of every one of them, and the heart is deep, but God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. In other words, David is saying, I've got enemies. They're using words against me, but I know that God is my protector. I know that God is ultimately in control. He's speaking of his enemies and says, but God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So shall they make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. Ho, ho, ho. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. Verse 9. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. And here's how this wonderful psalm, Psalm 64, ends. Verse 10. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. This follows the pattern of David so often in the Psalms. He begins by, hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. They wet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil. David is saying, they're coming after me. They're coming after me. They're coming after me. Deliver me from these evil people. They're coming. They're coming. And that's the first six verses of a 10-verse psalm. And then 7, 8, 9, and 10. But God shall shoot at them. So shall they make their own tongue to fall. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. I love the Psalms. David is so honest. He struggles with enemies. He struggles with fear. I honestly believe he struggled with depression. He gets down on himself and other people, and he's saying, oh, God, where are you? What have you done? Why have you forsaken me? I'm all alone here. Nobody cares about me. Everybody wants to kill me. And then almost always, he exchanges all of that. Much of what Joy and I do in one of our cross power meetings, we talk about the exchange. We exchange all that we are not for all that he is. We exchange our fears, our doubts, our insecurities for our identity in Christ. We make that exchange. We make a choice not to believe the circumstances, but the truth of God. And that's what David is doing here. And there's a lot of uncertainty, folks, right now. A lot of uncertainty. But God's in control. Trust him. You know, it's become a cliche now, but God's got this. He does. And he has promised to meet your needs. He has promised to bring you through it if you will trust him. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. And all the upright in heart shall glory. Psalm 64. It's a great psalm when thinking of conspiracies.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I love this story. I do. I think this is cool. Outdoor dining opens up tomorrow. And not only that, barber shops. Yeah, the ponytail is going tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Yeah, I've got a hair appointment, 8 a.m. tomorrow. By the time we come to this time tomorrow, I'm going to be about 10 pounds lighter. I don't believe my hair has ever been this long in my life. In ways, it's kind of nice because the front. Well, anyway, barbershops and beauty salons open up tomorrow. Outside dining, weather permitting, Joy and I are going to hit one or two of our favorite places tomorrow, and we can't wait. But when indoor dining opens next week, there are going to be all kinds of restrictions, limited number of tables. The tables have to be so far apart. People have to be so far apart. The servers are going to have to wear masks. And I mean, I'm excited about it, but it's going to be different. So how are they going to rope things off? Are they going to put, you know, the police caution tape up and, you know, rope off with caution tape this booth and that booth? A restaurant in Taylor's, South Carolina, right outside of Greenville, has a unique and I think wonderful idea. It's called the Open Hearth Restaurant. It's been there for 61 years. It's not far from Greenville. I can't believe that Joy and I didn't visit it when we were in Greenville. But it's been in the family for 61 years. Well, the current owner is the either the daughter or the granddaughter of the founders. It doesn't make any difference. But anyway, she decided, well, we've got to block off some of the booths because we're only going to be able to use every other booth for social distancing and all that. So how are we going to block off the ones we're not going to use? She came up with a great idea. She went to Amazon and ordered a bunch of blow-up life-size mannequins. Inflatable people. Inflatable mannequins. She ordered a whole bunch of them. She has dressed them up. Some have coats and ties. The women have shawls and hats and so forth. And she is putting these blow-up balloons, mannequins, in all of the booths that they can't use. So when people come into the restaurant, it's going to look full. The owner said, my grandson told me they look kind of creepy. But I think when people walk in, they're just going to laugh. She says she doesn't want people to think that they're taking the guidelines lightly. She says she has followed the guidelines to a T, spacing out customer seating, providing an automatic hand sanitizer dispenser using disposable menus. The restaurant will require its 13 employees to wear masks. The temperatures of all employees and customers who walk through the door will be taken, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm looking at pictures, and the empty dining room is half full of blow-up mannequins, all of them dressed differently with wigs on. And I love that story. I think that's great. What a great idea. What a great idea. And then let me end with this story. I really love this. A policeman who had been on the police force for 20 years. I'm not sure what state this police officer is in. It doesn't make any difference. But recently, this 20-year veteran police officer, because of the quarantine and different struggles, became severely depressed, battling anxiety. And he had Siri on his phone, I assume, you know, the assistant, the electronic assistant. And he simply said, Siri, I'm so lost. How can I get saved? And Siri led him to the Billy Graham website, where the retired police officer interacted in live chat and accepted Jesus Christ as personal savior. I love that story. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.